Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. As we draw near now in this beautiful, beautiful season of Advent, today we actually celebrate the feast of St. John of the Cross, a man who loved God, who poured his heart out for God in every way. Brothers and sisters, we need not replicas necessary of John of the Cross, but we need more and more people who live their faith, not just say it, not just verbalize it, but live it, that it begins to affect and infect every part of our day, our thoughts, our words, our actions. Let's pray for that. Pray for that kind of a gift. We are given faith and hope and love, but we need to nurture it. We need to nourish it. The booklet that I have offered in years past, Faith More Precious Than Gold, I'm offering particularly during this Christmas season because I'm praying for all of you that your faith may grow. I'm praying that it become living and active. I've quoted Sister Ruth Burroughs many times to you about faith means that God is in the center of your life and that self is no longer in the center. And you say, I can't do that. No, we can't. But God empowers us. He gives us the gifts of faith and hope and love, but we need to nurture them. We need to nourish them. And just say to yourself maybe three times today, right in the middle of the busyness, Lord, may you be in the center of my life. May the decisions I make now, may the conversations I have reflect that you're in the center of my life. That doesn't mean you need to mention God in every sentence, but it does mean that your life is oriented toward him, letting him take more and more the central place of your mind and your heart and your spirit. He will show you, and I'll say much more about that. But again, my little booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, I've offered it before, but if you haven't read it, I really encourage you to I'll give you the information at the end of the program about how you may obtain it, but I really encourage you to read it. I also encourage you, I'm going to be bold enough to say, I encourage you to put it in the Christmas stockings of the people you love or attach it to another gift that you intend to give them. Think about that as a possibility. The information will be at the end of the program. Let's take a look now at the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 6 to 8, and then 18, then 21 to 25. So this is a little bit of a combination of sections from Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning with verse 6. I am the Lord, there is no other. Brothers and sisters, so often we're in the center of our lives, just as I've been saying. Not God. I am the Lord. There is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above, like gentle rain. Let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. It's the truth. We can't save ourselves. Turn to me and be safe. Look at that. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word, to me every knee shall bend. By me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Why can God ask that of us? Why can God, in a sense, command that of us? Because he knows that we'll go in all kinds of directions trying to satisfy what we think we need when it's to be found in him. And that's why he says, by myself I swear, uttering my unjust decree and my unalterable word, to me every knee shall bend. Not because he wants us to grovel on the ground, but because he wants us to acknowledge our rightful place in relation to him, so that he can invest us with his spirit, his life, his power. And believe me, there is no more satisfying life on this earth than that. Honestly. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. Psalm 85, let the clouds rain down the just one. Let the earth bring forth a Savior. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. God wants to give us peace. We're so hungry and thirsty for peace. We're so hungry and thirsty for love, and we go in all the wrong places to find it. We were made for union with the source of all love. Everything else, though it may give us a moment of joy, but it passes, because he is the eternal source of all life, of all joy, of all hope. Go to the source. And then the part that people play in our lives to bring us joy and to bring us hope and to bring us delight, all of that will fall into its rightful place. The more you draw close to God, the more you can enter into good relationships, friendships, marriages. But if we don't know where our bedrock is, if we don't know, really understand the foundation of our lives and where we need to stand, we're going to spend our days looking, searching, seeking some kind of happiness and finding it very fleeting. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 18 to 23. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? See, everybody's uncertain because Jesus comes in a way they never expected. Would you expect the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come as a baby? Would you expect the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to look just like you, to act just like you, to blend right in with the society around us because he took on our flesh? And here's John. And John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? When the men came to the Lord, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. He's giving him all the signs of what man can't do but have been accomplished in his ministry, in Jesus' ministry. And John has to make a decision. Is he rooted enough in the word to really believe? He's questioning. And Jesus says, blessed is the one who takes no offense in me. People questioned, people doubted, people were confused. A lot of people fought against him. If you were in that crowd in that early century, if you were in that crowd, would you have believed when you saw what he did? Would you have believed him? Would you have followed him? Would you have listened to him? Or would you have said, oh, this is just another one who fakes or pretends or whatever? He's just, he's a maniac. He's calling himself God. God's going to come in power and glory and majesty and splendor when he comes. He's not going to come looking like us. You see, that's when you put yourself in the center of your life. When you become the one to make the decisions based on the information you have. But the truly faithful servant of God really takes the scripture and ponders the prophetic word concerning the coming of the Messiah and puts their faith in God's word, not in themselves, not in what their senses, hearing, touching, tasting, feeling, smelling, not in those, but in what they know from the scriptures, the word of God, the power of the word. Do I put my trust there? Do I put my trust in God and in what God has given us to guide us safely home to him? Or do I put myself in the center of my life and that I become the judge of what is of God and what isn't? See, human beings, and the more success there is in life and the more tremendous feats that have been done in science, et cetera, we tend to think we're the answer to our problems. We tend to think someday somebody's going to discover how to solve this, and they may. But who is the source? The source is not the mind of man, no matter how marvelous that mind might be. It's a gift from God. God is the source. And in this Christmas season, brothers and sisters, pray for deeper faith for yourself. Pray for it. A country's going through much turmoil. Pray for deeper faith. Lord, you're the anchor. You're the one who keeps us firm. You're the one who keeps our ship upright. You're the one, and we draw closer and closer and closer to him. That's what we need to do. Really encourage you, brothers and sisters. Pray. Ask God, give me faith. Increase my faith. And God will do that for you. In the coming liturgical year, the new year, the liturgy, which begins in Advent, but you're going to find after Christmas that the majority of the Gospels in 2017, the majority of the Sunday Gospels will be taken from the Gospel of Matthew. Some years ago, I wrote a book of meditations on those Sunday Gospels. It's called Deeper Conversion. You might want it for yourself. You might want it for yourself. Or you might want to give it as a gift. And I really urge you to take a look at my book, Deeper Conversion. Simply go online, renewalministries.net. Go to bookstore and you can find all the books that I've written. That's renewalministries.net. And if you go there, then just click on bookstore and you'll be able to access the books that I have available. But the most important right now is Deeper Conversion, Meditations on the Gospel of Matthew. God bless you. I've been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.